Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
This is very cool, I think, because previously on Uber, you were able to send up a distress signal, right? So if you felt unsafe, especially for the ladies and all the young people who go to school and sports and stuff like that using Uber. In fact, there is an automatic thing built into the app where if you are lingering in a place for too long, like if you say, oh, sorry, Mr. Uber driver, can we please stop at the shop? If the car doesn't move, I think it's for over 120 seconds, they send out a are you okay SOS signal. Now for you to be able to actually say something, because you might not be able to type, but to as quickly as you send the voice note, swipe and go, I'm on the corner of this and this and this is happening, that is obviously a far more effective way to gather information. Should you be in distress, that somebody can get to you exactly where you are a little bit faster, having more context so everybody's more prepared, you know what I mean? And more readily able to help you. I think that this is fantastic. I think that everything we consume, every app we have, everywhere we eat, everywhere we jaw, like everyone should constantly be looking at how we can make spaces safer. Whether that happens to be in the backseat of a car or a club or a restaurant, it doesn't matter. The safer we feel and the more options we have, the better it is. So I say more power. So should something, heavens forbid, go wrong, you can quickly say what you need to see or say in like 10 seconds or less based on what you can observe around you, and it'll just make it easier for people to get to you a little bit faster. So I say yes, come through Uber, come all the way through.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.